If you are a film fan, as I am, you'll all be familiar with the words of the song, "You must remember this, a kiss is just a kiss, a sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things of life apply as time goes by." It was, of course, as you would know, sung during a scene at Rick's Cafe American in Casablanca, involving Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman, who, as characters, were there were two sad people reflecting on how things may have been or could have been had she not gone off and married someone else. And I think there's a poignancy in the words "as time goes by" because they imply the remorseless march of time as we look back, maybe sighing for missed opportunities. And I think in today's gospel there's a hint of that poignancy. Jesus has withdrawn with the apostles so that they can be by themselves, because his personal life at this time was in turmoil. He had just had word of the execution of his cousin John the Baptist. Clearly he's frightened by the news and the realization that he will almost certainly be next. So we're seeing a very different Jesus here, a long way from the strong, confident, razor-sharp, intelligent man that we're used to. And to see him like this puts things in perspective. His life wasn't all high-profile miracles and battles with authorities, nor was it all long and loving conversations with his disciples. In private, he experienced the same mental stress that we all have after a major setback. Christ wasn't a robot without feelings. We saw that in the Garden of Gethsemane. He needed to get away, and he needed time to think. That time was denied to him by the crowds who were waiting for him when the boat arrives. He could have sailed on, you know, find another quiet place. But he took pity on them, spending most of the day, I suspect, healing their sick, and then as the evening drew near, feeding them, all 5,000 of them, to say nothing of women and children. And in the midst of this huge crowd, he must have felt terribly lonely as the time went by. But the fundamental things of life still applied, and they were that opportunities to do good are not to be missed. When the apostles say, "This is a lonely place, send the people away to buy food for themselves," there's another opportunity presenting itself, this time to teach them an important lesson. Because their reaction was the world's logic, everyone must take care of themselves. America first, you might say. But Jesus' logic is sharing means that everybody gets fed. As Pope Francis says, a provident father will not allow the world to go without food, but we have to learn to share it with our brothers and sisters. Something lots of you have been doing throughout this pandemic to make sure that nobody goes hungry on our watch. Of course, there is, as with all these incidents, a lot deeper meaning to this incident. Before the distribution of bread, two things happen. The words and the actions of Jesus are identical to what he will do with the bread at the Last Supper. He takes it, blesses it, breaks it, gives thanks, and gives it. And so you could say that the feeding of the 5,000 is a forerunner to his ultimate act of sharing, which is giving his body totally, broken and bleeding, to redeem the whole world. He gives absolutely everything. The second thing is that this is the only miracle that the apostles are directly involved in. Normally, they're just like others, bystanders. They just look on. But here, Jesus tells them to feed the people. And this is a forerunner to their function in the church, which is entrusted with the task of feeding the multitudes of the world with the word of God and the bread of life, which he has done ever since. Thinking back, though, to how Jesus coped on that day, perhaps we can remember a time of great sadness of our own life when, in spite of how we were feeling, we still took the opportunity to do good for others. And if so, that was a very Christ-like thing to do. Although we must live with our memories and can't avoid that, we mustn't dwell on the sadness that we have known, because there are people to feed, people who need us, people who would be glad to have the little help that we have to offer. The fundamental things will always apply